No, it's all good, it's all good.
Are you gonna stay?
No, no.
Get your,
Yeah, take your sandwiches.
Thank you.
Musical chairs now?
It's on, no.
I'm sorry, I hate that.
Are we gonna take a break now, or?
Would you like a break now?
It's up to you. Lunch. There's a few.
Maybe one more. Well, I'm getting rid of the, Yeah, and we haven't, yeah, so.
Did either party show for the last case?
Trumbull is not here, and the appellant is not here. And also, Weathersfield is not here. Well, should we,
Let's call case five.
Call case. Yeah, because the appellant is here on that one. Case 24-182.
Good morning.
Morning. It is 11:38. And no one here is here from the Weathersfield Police Department?
Correct.
Is that correct? No one is appeared?
That is correct.
And the appellant is here?
Yes, right.
So in this case?
Nancy, has Weathersfield contacted you, or do you have?
Weathersfield has not contacted me, no.
Because the allegations are very serious. I'm surprised. So we have no idea if something happened to them.
But.
No, so no, they have not contacted me. I did send them a packet, a copy of the packet the other day, but.
There's no other matter.
So we go forward with the hearing?
Yes. Yeah, Weathersfield's not.
Okay, appellant?
So I would make a motion to base, to find for the appellant, based on the fact that the Weathersfield Police Department has failed to appear for this hearing.
Is there a second? Is there a second to the motion? Motion fails for lack of a second. And then we.
Well, I just.
You can't discuss it, there's no, nothing to discuss.
I wasn't gonna discuss the case, but maybe we should, we should postpone that, or.
I just find that we cannot have a double standard.
Is there a motion to postpone this hearing?
Well, it'd be more than that, it'd be a motion to reach out to Weathersfield and see if there's any, you know, reason.
Just, I'm just saying, we're gonna have to do that with appellants, though.
No, we don't have to.
Why?
How about instead of postponing, or we just take this off the docket for now and revisit it at the end of the hearings today and give Weathersfield the chance to appear?
Oh, yeah.
Well, we have to do that consistently for everybody.
It's fine.
My colleague that.
So then, do you second the motion?
I will second the motion. But the motion is to find in favor of the appellant in the absence of the town's appearance.
Do we take a vote, though, right?
Then we take a vote, then we take a vote, yes.
Any comment on the motion?
I agree with the chief, these are very serious charges, and, I'm having trouble with it.
I am also.
As the seconding party, I feel the same way, but I felt that I did have to second the motion for consistency of our approach. And would like to move forward to a vote.
Do we want to put it on hold for a minute, so Lori can run upstairs and see if there's a voice message for?
Or email.
Or my email. Yeah, well, sure, I would probably give my email, which is.
Do you want to take a, do you want to take a 15-minute recess and then?
Yeah.
Come back?
Want to do that?
That seems fair.
We're gonna take a, okay, really, back on.
Okay, it is few minutes before noon, and we're back in session.
Lori checked the voice messages and the emails, and there's nothing from Weathersfield.
So this is case number 24-182. There is a motion on the floor to grant this in favor of the appellant, given that the town has not appeared. Any discussion on the motion? All in favor of the motion, say aye.
Aye.
Aye?
Aye.
No.
Oh, three. So Steve, you're saying aye for the motion to maybe give them a permit to...
Call by name.
We'll call by name.
Call by roll, yeah.
On the motion?
Aye.
Attorney Sinetti?
Aye.
Attorney Overturf?
Yes.
Colonel Rosenzweig?
No, I just think this, allegations are too serious to just say go ahead and issue.
And I also vote no. But it's a 3-2 vote, so the motion carries. And it's in favor of you.
Thank you.
You'll get a letter in...
Within 20 days, you'll get a letter from us.
Okay.
Letting you know. All right?
All right. Thank you very much.
Very good.
Thank you for your time.